so much a month, which was a mighty little. The most I'd get was $75 a month, and I had to furnish my own automobile and go all over the country fighting fire and stuff like that, because I got 5 cents a mile from a car. But that little income was just a big help to us, you know, just a little money. We could hire grown men. I could hire a grown man to come down and work all day, chopping cotton, hoeing corn, or anything that I wanted to do for 75 cents a day.
75 cents a day.
And just need him one day a week if I wanted him. And he's glad to do that. A lot of people work. I seen businessmen, just businessmen, just good businessmen, go to these CC camps and work for just $1 or $2 a day, and they're bored.
What's a CC camp?
It's a camp that they used to put in here. They just kind of, back in the 1930s, they just to help people out. You know, and they'd build roads. It's a government project. They'd build roads and clear, and it just kind of fix up the country. It was just to give people jobs is all it was. You know, just nice. Just help out in those hard times.
Yes. Well, how are you feeling this morning, sir?
Oh, fairly good. My eyes, I have a lot of trouble with my eyes, and some days they're worse, and some days they're hazier, and I can't see near as well this morning as I've been seeing.
Do they hurt you?
Yeah, they hurt some. Burn, and just feel so watery and hazy, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Just looking through a haze, I just can't see good.
We were talking, you know, last time about, you were telling me about, you were talking about a lot of different things, but you were talking about this area over here where you grow the hay?
Yeah, the hay meadow.
Oh, and what is a meadow? I don't understand that.
Well, that's just, they have them, it's just a name that we give those places where we cut hay, or either a meadow is, a meadow, it used to have reference to a meadow, more so down in a flat bottom or something like that, you know, is a meadow, but not necessarily now. They even call these places that have hay meadows. It's just like, I don't know how those things got the name. We put out, this is a self-made meadow. I mean, we made this meadow ourselves, handmade. You know what I mean? We plowed it up and set out the sprigs of coastal Bermuda grass, and leveled it all up, and all we have to do now is fertilize it and cut the hay and put it up, you see.
Well, that's a pretty deal.
It comes up every year from the sprigs. You know, it's got sprigs. And those sprigs go way down in the ground. Some people say they go several feet in the ground. I never have dug down to see just how far they go. But they go way down. It'll stand a lot of dry weather. Of course, you need a lot of rain to make a lot of hay. But it'll stand right smart dry weather, that coastal will, because it'll live at least. But it won't produce the hay crop that it would if you could get the moisture. It takes a lot of moisture and a lot of fertilizer to produce most any product in the way of agriculture, you know, product.
Well, it's a pretty place, it really is. What other kinds of land do you have around here?
Well, I have several different types of land on the same place. I have a bottom, a creek bottom. We call it a creek bottom. It's Robertson Creek bottom. It heads right there in Huntsville. And it runs right through the middle of my place. And I guess I have around 50 acres in that bottom. And that's real good grazing land. It's low and moist. It's not far down to the moisture. It's real low land. And in dry weather, it makes an awful good pasture. Bermuda grass, and we have some clover in there, some clover that I planted, and then some native clover. But and then I have black land and sandy land. I have three definite types of land on the same place, around 340-some-odd acres. It's three different kinds of land, a lot of black land, a lot of sandy land, and a right smart little bottom land on place.
Do you have any land that water stands on most of the time?
That what?
That water stands on most of the time?
No. I've got the most of it where it don't stand on. Now, we've done some draining.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
We did have a lot of standing water down there in the bottom, but I hired a caterpillar to come in there and drain those ponds out and make a ditch down through that main low land, you know, and drain the ponds out and help. Helped a whole lot.